This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Mesa County's district attorney says he'll revoke the bond of Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters after she traveled out of state without permission. CPR's Bent Berkland has more.
District Attorney Dan Rubenstein says Peters violated the conditions of her bond, heading to Nevada to speak at the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. A judge already barred Peters from overseeing the midterm elections in Mesa County, and she recently lost a Republican primary for Secretary of State. Peters was arrested in March on 10 counts for allegedly helping an unauthorized person access the county's election equipment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver's climate office has approved a $41 million contract to help big buildings ditch fossil fuels. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The Mile High City has lots of apartments and office buildings. Altogether, their energy use represents half of its climate warming emissions. This week, the City Council approved an agreement with Michaels Energy Incorporated, a consulting firm, to administer a new program to help fix the problem. It includes incentives for electric furnaces and water heaters. Those should help property owners handle upcoming regulations to replace systems fueled by natural gas. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs City Council has unanimously voted to approve an ordinance guiding the city's emergency evacuation procedures and planning. The ordinance assumes any type of hazard could occur. Councilman Bill Murray says the requests by some residents to include modeling of evacuation times are critical.
I will ask this council to remember that we do have other requirements, other processes, other concerns, and the communities have spoken loudly about it.
The ordinance requires a second reading and a vote to be finalized. This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 76 degrees. It's 8:06.